The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Yes, but today, and for a little while, when you've got a stock from David Trainer on your radar, you may not be shooting it down. Instead, it may become your target, like your next acquisition target. Because for a while here, we're going to change up the danger zone. Now, at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And we here on Money Life have always looked at the most dangerous stocks. Now, what winds up happening is that they, at New Constructs, dig in at the footnotes level and they work their way up. David has described it to me as forensic accounting meets machine learning technology. And it winds up allowing them to do diligence across thousands of stocks, funds, and ETFs. But what they wind up finding is that plenty of times when you dig in at the bottom and you do that forensic accounting, you find out that something that looks good to people at the top down, not so good.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, exactly. And when that happens,
danger, danger,
you wind up in the danger zone. But the flip side of this is, of course, that, well, you know, sometimes you're looking at things that maybe the rest of the market is saying this.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.
But instead, when David and his crew look at it,
you are so good looking.
There. So what are we looking at today? We're looking at something that's good looking. That's what we're looking for. Now, we did it last week. We're going to do it again this week and for the next few weeks. But if you want to learn more about how it works at New Constructs, go to their website. It's newconstructs.com. On Twitter, at New Constructs. And don't forget that they blog about their danger zone picks, or their good-looking picks in this case, and you can get more information there as well. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
So, who's in the attractive zone this week?
NVR Inc.
You are so good-looking.
NVR Incorporated, thankfully and conveniently, goes by the ticker symbol of NVR. Now, this is not exactly what looks on paper to be a cheap stock, because it costs over $2,000 a share. But that doesn't mean it can't be an undervalued stock. So what is it that makes this stock attractive to you?
The economic earnings growth is better than the accounting earnings growth, right? So that's the uniqueness on the footnote side of things we're pulling out. But this one hits a lot of the check marks for what makes a good company. And then the valuation, of course, makes it a good stock. And we like companies that are taking share. And NVR has doubled its market share in the last few years at the expense of its competitors. We think that's really good. They've got some of the highest returns on capital and highest margins in the industry. So that means that they can provide a better product at the same price or just as good a product at a lower price. That's impressive. That's a big deal. And then what really kind of puts us over the top here in terms of a good company is that they align their executive compensation with return on invested capital. I can't say how important that is. If you want to show shareholders that you're a good steward of their capital, no better way to do that than to measure what kind of returns you earn on that capital and only pay yourself when you do well by that metric. Is there a good reason, Chuck, for anybody not to do that?
Not in our book, but yeah, everyone who doesn't do that has a good reason. It's called they want to get rich themselves. So they set it up so that they could get rich. That's their good reason.
And we see it all the time. I mean, Valiant's the poster child for poor corporate governance. You know, oh, you should pay people for stock based on stock price. Isn't that good enough? No. And I've been doing this kind of work for 20 years. And when I first started, one of my first jobs was the executive compensation consulting. And all we did was go to boards of directors and say, whatever you do, don't pay executives based on accounting earnings or stock price, because they can boost both in the short term while running the business into the ground. And we saw that play out in spades with Valiant. People don't want to believe it, but it's true.
Here's the thing. With NVR, they build single-family detached homes. They do townhomes. They do some condominium buildings. They also have a mortgage subsidiary. That industry itself is a little bit headline-driven and everything else. Now, we're always asking, what's the catalyst? What's going to make something pop? So in this case, you love the business, but is there a catalyst to make it realize the value? And then the obvious follow-up question is, what's that value supposed to be?
Yeah, so you're getting paid to wait here, because with buybacks, share buybacks, we're showing a yield of about 6%, right? So that's not bad. That beats the heck out of treasury bills.
Yeah.
But there are two things that we believe to be catalysts here. One, they are regionally focused in some of the highest housing growth areas in the country. The Mid-Atlantic region is particularly Baltimore and Washington, D.C. All those areas have been growing at two or three times the national or industry rate. And they got a really strong focus there. So we, you know, we can see a bottom and top line beat there as well. We also see as an additional catalyst the fact that the market is actually, you know, it still hasn't recovered from the collapse. So in terms of average new home sales, you have to go back to before the 1960s to find a decade that has lower average new home sales than where we are in the 2010s. In the 2000s, it was 900. In the 1990s, it was 700. In the 80s, it was 600. In the 70s, it was 655. In the 60s, it was 512,000.
Wow.
And so there's still a lot of juice left in this housing market. And even if there is none, this stock is trading as if profits will permanently decline by 10%, giving it credit for no growth. You know, even though we've seen returns on capital growing and we've seen operating profit after tax grow by 26% compounded annually over the last 5 years. Since 1998, it's grown profits by 10% compounded annually.
Wow.
So if they were never to grow profits again, it's worth $2,363 a share compared to $2,112. If they can simply maintain margins and grow at 8% for 5 years, it's worth $3,400 a share.
Wow. So, yeah, that's, you know, it's good on the side where the numbers aren't as good as they could be, and it's spectacular if the numbers get there. Yeah, I would say that you could come up with a case to say this about the stock.
You are so good looking.
And that's what you just did. So, it's not the attractive zone. It's still the danger zone, but the danger is missing out on NVR Incorporated. Ticker symbol NVR. David Trader, thanks as always for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
My pleasure, Chuck. Looking forward to it.
David Trader is the president at New Constructs. And if you want to learn more about how they do it, go to newconstructs.com. It's also where you can go to learn more about NVR, because they blog about their danger zone picks. All right. Up next, we're going to be talking with former SEC official Norm Champ about his book, Going Public. That's coming up when Money Life returns right after this message.